You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 446. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to another podcast episode with me, your host, Angela Henderson Consulting. I want to chat to you about a raw truth that's been rattling around in my brain, one I think too many people are ignoring because it's uncomfortable to face. And that truth that I'm talking about, if something stops evolving, it will eventually stop compounding. That truth again, if something stops evolving, it will eventually stop compounding. And I don't have to remind you of this, but we live in a world that is constantly shifting. Markets change, technology is advancing. I mean, AI is out of control. Our bodies age. Don't get me started about menopause. Our kids grow. Hell, the way people even consume information isn't the same as it was 5 years ago. So if you're sitting there clinging to what's familiar, what feels safe, and you stop evolving, you're already on the fucking decline, my friend. And I get it. Change is uncomfortable. Evolution can feel scary. But if you want to grow, if you want to scale, if you want to thrive, you cannot ignore this truth. Because compounding, the beautiful snowball effect of momentum, only works if you keep feeding it. So here's the fucking deal. The second you stop evolving, you stall. And when you stall, compounding stops. Think about water, for example. Flowing water purifies itself. It's alive, it's vibrant, it's nourishing. Stagnant water, on the other hand, it grows bacteria, it stinks, it breeds mosquitoes. You wouldn't drink it. You wouldn't swim in it. You would avoid it. Your business, your health, your leadership, your money, same thing. If it's not moving, then guess what? It's probably not adapting. And then guess what? It's probably freaking decaying. Now, I've seen this more times than I can account because I have helped thousands of women around the world. I see a client hit six figures, maybe seven figures, and then they freeze. And they'll say something like, I'll just keep doing what worked before. But let me tell you, what got you here is not going to get you to where you want to freaking go, my friend. The Facebook ads that crushed it in 2018 won't save you now. The offer you created when you were a solopreneur doesn't scale when you're running a team. The systems that carried you to one milestone aren't enough to carry you to the next. If you don't evolve your offers, you don't evolve your team, you don't evolve your delivery, you don't evolve your leadership, you don't evolve your strategy, the compounding effect that once gave you momentum now flatlines. Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time. Not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend, Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into 4, 5, and 6 figures revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. And watch how your next talk changes everything. You can't stack wins on a stagnant foundation. Evolution is the fuel of compounding. But let's zoom out, because it's not just about business, it's about you. You as the leader, you as the human, you as the parent, the partner, the friend. I'll be honest, for me personally, perimenopause has been a masterclass in forced evolution for me. My body's evolving whether or not I like it or not. And when I tried to fight it, when I pretended I could run on the same routines I had when I was 30, I broke down. I burnt out. I felt like I was losing myself. But when I allowed myself to evolve with new routines, new boundaries, new supports, new ways of thinking about rest, food, and stress, I started compounding again, which led to my energy, my capacity, and my impact having a beautiful ripple effect. Humans compound, skills compound, wisdom compounds, relationships compound, but only if we keep evolving. The same thing goes with money. Money compounds. That's the beauty of it. But only if you evolve on how you handle it and what you do with it. If you keep putting money into a bank account with some small interest, you're not going to have the same evolution that you should say that you want if you then say bought a house or stocks, etc. So if you're still using the same strategies, if you're still having the same mindset, the same level of financial literacy and everything around you from 5 years ago, guess what? You are leaking opportunities. You're risking it all. And impact also compounds massively, but only if your message evolves. If you're still shouting the same thing you were 5 years ago, the world has turned things differently. You become irrelevant. The world doesn't stop moving just because you do. I often talk about inside of a mastermind, the cost of stopping. Where have you stopped evolving? And what is it costing you? Because again, as I've already said, but I'm going to say it again, the truth is when you stop evolving, compounding doesn't just slow down, it dies. And when compounding dies, momentum dies. And momentum dies, growth dies. This is why some businesses that look unstoppable crumble in just a few short years. They stopped evolving. This is why some leaders get left behind while others rise. They stopped evolving. And I don't want that for you, because it's going to cost you so much. Money, heartache, pride, you name it. So here's what I want you to do, is I want you to think about these questions that I'm about to ask you. Run up through your head, sit in journal, go outside in the sunshine, write a voice note to yourself, do what you need to do. But I want you to think about, where in my business have I stopped evolving because it used to work? Where in my life am I clinging to an old identity that's suffocating, compounding my growth? And what's one evolution I've been resisting? And what is it really costing me? The answers might be uncomfortable, but discomfort is the birthplace of evolution. So today, I hope this podcast episode allows you the ability to look inward and see that evolution isn't optional. It's the prerequisite for compounding. If you want to keep growing, keep stacking, keep scaling, keep creating momentum that multiplies, you have to keep evolving. So evolve, evolve in your life, evolve in your business, evolve your money, evolve your message, evolve your team, and watch the compounding do its magic. And if you're wanting help with creating that strategy on how you're able to evolve and continue a positive compounding impact, make sure you reach out to me at angelahenderson.com.au. You can work with me in my mastermind. You can work with me one-on-one. You can come to my events. Whatever works for you, we will make it happen so it works with you, your family, your business model, and your life so that we can scale accordingly. Head to angelahenderson.com.au. But for now, I hope you have an amazing day no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining me again for another awesome episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.